Well, hello, my beautiful people. I hope you guys are well. As you know, I obviously am still in the car. This is the same night. I don't know if I'm going to post them all at the same time. I probably will because we all know I'm impulsive as shit sometimes. But I'll probably post them all at the same time and just give you all a nice little haul. But that being said, I'm still not off my high horse in regards to the love I have been receiving, not only from this guy, but also just from people in general recently. And I want to talk about it. I want to fucking talk about it, okay? So if you don't like love, then you might as well just go ahead and get the fuck out. And honestly, get off my channel, because what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you following a girl that is in the bridal industry as well as, like, a lover of love if you don't fuck with it? I adore you. Don't let it hit you on the way out. Either here or there, let's get into it. So, accepting the love you deserve, that is really hard. I have always had a really hard time with that. And we can blame it on trauma and my upbringing and all these things. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to fix your trauma. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Your parents aren't ever going to apologize for the trauma they brought on to you. Your friends and your family are never going to apologize for the shit that they did that really fucked you up in the head. They're not going to. Your father's never going to say that he's sorry for the fact that he treated you poorly and that you don't know how to accept love from a man. Your mother is never going to apologize for the fact that she made you really not trust people around you, like, and not really trust women at all. Like, they're not going to admit that they caused problems to you. And if they do, power to them. Like, wow, impressive. My mother has admitted one time that she caused me trauma. And you know what? Love her for that, because that's all I needed. But neither here nor there. It's your responsibility to fix that trauma, and it's your responsibility to mess with the narrative in your own head. So, I've had a really hard time messing with my narrative, especially when it comes to love. I am such a lover girl. I am a lover girl. That's why I can't do a lot of casual hookups. I'll do them every now and then, and I really have to fuck with you. And you have to, like, low-key treat me like a girlfriend before you're ever going to have a chance with me. And so that being said, I'm very big on that, and I don't do it just like, hey, come over, hook up, like, you guys hang me out, you guys show me that you're worth being invited into my body, like, a whole thing, right? And so I'm learning with this guy, specifically, that I am receiving the love I truly do deserve. Like, truly do deserve. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh my God, I'm in love with him, because I know he's fucking listening to this podcast, because he texted me whenever I told him that I had finished my last podcast, and I was telling him that I had finished it, and he was like, ooh, let me hear. So, like, he's definitely going to be listening to this podcast, but I want you to know that, like, you deserve the love. Like, you deserve a crazy, outstanding, sends you flowers on a random Monday kind of love. You deserve the guy that is on FaceTime with you for hours and is still pissed he has to hang up. You deserve the person in your life that is willing to literally do anything to come and see you. You deserve the one that says, yes, it is holidays, but I don't care. I want to see you, even though the flights are fucking ridiculously expensive. Yes, it is a lot going on, but I want to see you. Yes, I do have, I'm in the middle of something right now, but if you're upset, I want to make sure I can help you. Yes, I understand that sometimes you don't always want a solution, but I always want to be the ear that is listening to you. Yes, I understand that sometimes you don't feel like you get the reassurance that you need in other areas, and I will always be here to reassure you. Like, I don't think anyone understands how nice some of that shit is. Like, the way that this man, literally, I was like, you know, sometimes I just need some reassurance. He's like, and I'll be happy to reassure you any day of the week. Earlier today, I texted him, and I was like, you know, I don't want to overwhelm you. Like, please let me know if I'm overwhelming you. Because I was, like, texting him, asking him questions, stuff like that. Like, just talking to him, but he seemed like he was in the middle of a few things. I'm like, if I'm overwhelming you, please tell me. And so I was like, am I overwhelming you? He's like, no, you literally could never. Like, I'm so happy to talk to you. You could never overwhelm me. Like, you deserve that sort of, like, I adore you. I adore you and everything you stand for. You know what I mean? And, like, I don't think people get that in regards to, like, I have had people that have loved me very well in my life. Like, I've had some really great love in regards to the way that people have treated me, the way that people have loved me. But it's honestly a rare occasion that a man especially walks into my life and treats me how I deserve to be treated. And I mean truly deserve to be treated. I don't deserve the back and forth BS, oh, sorry, I didn't see your text message, like, bullshit. Bullshit. This man didn't answer my FaceTime call earlier today, and I got a paragraph about how he was so sorry that he had missed my phone call and gave me the whole itinerary of why he missed my phone call. I'm like, it's okay. Like, I'm not stressed about it. It's whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not stressed about it at all. But he's felt the need to assure me that he didn't not want to talk to me. And that felt so good. That felt so good. And I want you to know that, like, if you are accepting a love that you don't deserve, and you know, like, don't play with me. You know you don't fucking deserve that shit. You know you don't deserve that, oh, sorry, I was busy, or, oh, I'm with my friends, or whatever, and it's like, I'm not going to tell you I love you over the phone because I'm out with my friends. Like, I know for a fact, if me and this man do ever get to that point where we do say I love you and all this other stuff, I know for a fact this man would scream it from the rooftop. He would say it in his loudest, proudest voice. And I love that about him. Like, I can tell how much he fucks with me. And, like, people don't get that. People don't get that, like, just being there and just, like, really wanting to be around that person actually means the world to some people. And for me, a person that, why is this car, like, speed up or slow down, bro? Like, what the fuck is, sorry, road rage, apologies. But neither here nor there, like, it's really nice whenever you, though, you actually feel like someone really does fuck with you. Like, they fuck with you in a way that you haven't felt in a minute. Like, and, like, I'm going to be completely transparent here. I have a tendency where men really just only do want me for my body. And I know it's because I'm tall, I got legs that go for 17 fucking miles, I got boobs, I got a little bit of an ass, I got a smaller waist, so I got that hourglass shape. Like, I'm fully aware that men have a tendency to not want to have me in regards to, like, want to wipe me up. They want to fuck me. That's it. And, like, you know what? Cool. Because sometimes, if you just want to fuck somebody, you're not ready for a relationship. You're not. If you're looking for a hookup, there's no reason you should be looking at me. Not a single one. And, like, the thing is like, I'm all about casual dating. I'm all about casually understanding someone and getting to know someone better. But I want to be intentional with that. So it's like, if you hit me up, like, there's this one guy. Oh, my God. There's this one guy. And I'll get back to Alaska Military Boy. But there's this one guy. He hit me up the other night while I was on the phone with Alaska Military Boy, which I found hilarious. But he hit me up last Wednesday when I had a terrible migraine. And I was texting Alaska Military Boy telling him about this migraine, how it was absolutely killing me. I felt like absolute shit. And so, like, I was talking to him about this migraine and everything, but I also was just like, this other guy had texted me, and he was like, hey, it's so-and-so. I was like, oh, hey, what up? And we started talking, whatever. And then he was like, so when are you going to come over? I'm like, when you take me out for a drink. Like, that's my requirement with anybody. I'm not stepping into your fucking apartment until I have been taken out for a drink. At least one drink. And even then, I know what I'm getting myself into, and I'm probably going to want to get paid. Like, with love, and I'm talking out of my ass right now. Y'all know I have never done any sort of prostitution-level shit. But I will say that I'm going to expect something out of you. Like, if you're going to get free coochie from me, then I'm going to expect a nice dinner, a couple drinks. I'm going to expect to, like, hear from you again low-key. Like, I'm going to need to hear from you more than once. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not just going to give it to you. And people know that I'm hard work. And so this guy hit me up. He's like, when are we going to go out? And I was like, when you ask me out for a drink. And he's like, oh, well, the drinks at my place are so much better. And I'm like, Anyways, you can hit the curb, because I ain't here for it. Like, I don't want to fuck with it. And so, like, I don't remember what I said. I said something. And then he hit me up again later in the week, asking me why I was playing these games. Because I hearted his message, and then I left him on red. Like, what do you want me to say to that? And so I left him on red, and he was like, why do you heart my message and then not respond? Like, why do you play these games? And I'm like, games are fun, yes? Like, if you're going to play as in you just want to hook up, then I am free to play all the manipulative, toxic-ass games I want to fucking play. Because if there's one thing I can't be, it's a toxic bitch. Like, if I don't fuck with you, you know it. You know it. And so, like, and there's this other guy that's hit me up right now. I am ignoring every text message he sends me. I get a, hey, babe, hey, boo, hey, this, hey, that. And I'm like, shut up. Leave me alone. Like, he's muted. I don't even see the notifications. Like, annoying the shit out of me. And so, neither here nor there, he hit me up again the other day, right? I was on the phone with Alaska Military Boy, which I found so funny that all of this happened all at once. Because these guys really think they're something. They really do. And so, like, I fuck with people's ego. Like, you fumbled. You fumbled hard. Like, Super Bowl level fumble. Best of luck to you. And so, like, this man is straight up like, I don't need the love. I don't need this. Like, he was just going off on me. And I was like, whoa. say Breaks, Box, and Friends. What the hell? So I didn't respond to him. I left him on break, went on with my life. Because I'm not going to accept that energy into my life. I don't give two shits. I got somebody on the other end of this phone that actually gives two shits about me. I'm going to focus on this. And so I just think it's absolutely hilarious. Like, these men think they're something. They really do. Like, they don't see me as the prize. And then whenever they realize I am a prize and that they fumbled me, they're pissed at themselves. So they just project their feelings on me. That's not my problem, baby. I don't care. I don't care that you fumbled me. It does not matter to me. I got somebody in my life that's trying to not. And that's all that matters to me. And even if this man does end up, like, us not ending up together, whatever, even if something does happen, solid, I at least receive love that I deserve to receive. You know what I mean? And so, like, you know, I go back to him because, like, he really has, like, treated me very, very well. He's been treating me very, very well. And it's been consistent. Like, I have been treated this well in the past, but it's only lasted for, like, a few days, a week, whatever. So we'll see how the consistency plays out. I'm big on consistency. Like, if you cannot pull up to the table consistently, then you shouldn't have pulled up at all. So we'll see how it goes consistency-wise, but he has not proven any reason for me to doubt his consistency. Like, I have no reason to believe that once these flowers die, there won't be more on my doorstep. Like, he's that kind of guy where he just wants to take care of me. And you know what I've learned? I don't let people take care of me. I don't do it. I'm used to taking care of myself. I'm used to being independent. I'm used to fighting for myself. I'm used to proving people that I can do it all by myself. And that's why masculine tendencies coming out. And you know what I don't want to be? Fucking masculine, bro. I want to be feminine. I want to be feminine. I want to sit in a soft, feminine era. That doesn't mean I don't want to work. It doesn't mean I don't want to, like, do things in my life. It doesn't mean all that. It just means I don't want to have to fight so fucking much. Like, I don't want to have to feel like I am depending on myself entirely. I want to be able to depend on someone else. Not to pay my bills, not to do anything in that regard, because that shit I am going to forever be in control of. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm going to have to work. I'm so terrified of getting stuck in a marriage. Like, no, I can't do that. But I want to make sure that I can go to someone and say, you know what, I had a really shitty day, and I just want to talk about it. And they're, like, open ears, you know, ready to listen to me. And this man, anytime I've ever said, like, I literally hit him up one day because I was really upset about something. And I'm not going to divulge it on here because it's, like, personal family information. But, like, I was really upset one day. And I mean really upset. And I texted him. And he was one of the first people I texted because I was like, I'm going to talk to him first. He has no connection to any of my family. So it's, like, he won't. It's not that he won't understand what I'm going through, but he won't have any sort of, like, preset opinions about these people. Like, if I call my grandparents or my mom or whatever, they'll get upset, too. They'll also become upset. And I don't want them to also become upset because I am already upset enough, and I can't sit here and start consoling or defending the person that just hurt me. Like, I can't do it. And so it's, like, you know, I ended up calling my grandparents at one point and telling them about it. And, of course, they had their opinions. They were upset for me. They were pissed for me. And I get that. And I appreciate the love to be so mad for me. But at the same time, like, that's not what I needed. I didn't need someone to get mad for me. I'm already mad. I'm already upset. The last thing I need is to have to sit there and be like, now, calm down. You're going over a line here. Like, I don't want to have to defend somebody that just hurt me because you can't keep your emotions in check. So I text him. And I was like, hey, are you busy? I mean, like, if you are, totally fine. Like, not a worry. If you're not busy, can we talk? And so I texted him real quick. I got a FaceTime within 3 minutes of sending that text message. I don't even think it was three. I'm pretty sure it was literally 60 seconds. Like, he was there. And so at that point, I was like, ooh, I'm fucking with, like, a next level here. Like, this is different. Like, I don't think I've had that happen ever, like, ever. And so I'm just like, oh, because, like, the thing about this guy is, like, if it's my problem, he makes it his problem too. And I was talking to Jess about it, and Jess, my boss, and I was like, you know, it's really nice. Like, I don't feel like I'm fighting my own battles right now. And it's like, it's not that I don't feel like I am not fighting them at all, but I feel like I'm not fighting them alone right now. And again, I know that, like, this says a lot, and I haven't been talking to him very long. Like, we have not been dating very long, but I don't feel like I'm having to fight by myself anymore. I at least have a support system that I really, truly appreciate. And so it means a lot. Like, it means a fuck ton. And so, like, I'm sitting there, and I'm just talking to him. And I ask him, like, wait, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? He tells me he's going over to, like, handle some business with a previous partner. Like, he needs to go and get some stuff from a previous partner that they don't get along. And so I'm like, why are you talking about me? Why, my problems are so small in comparison to that. Like, you're having to go confront someone. Like, why are we talking about me right now? And he's like, because you need to talk. And I've got my shit handled. Like, it's fine. I was like,
all right.
Like, solid. Okay. Like, the way, and that's another thing that I think people have gotten such into, like, this, like, feministic era that they are almost, like, too feministic and, or feminist, there's too much of a feminist, I believe. And I have a mean name that I call those people, so I'm not going to say it because it's actually really mean and probably get me canceled. But I like the idea of depending on a man, like, and not depending in regards to I can't do anything by myself, but depending on I'm not alone. And from someone who has been alone a majority of their life, it is nice to not feel alone. And so whenever I'm, like, talking to him and I'm just, like, giving him my problems and telling him all this stuff, he is more than happy to sit there and listen to me and just let me rant about all my issues because he knows I've got a problem. He knows I fixed it. I probably already fixed the fucking problem. There's probably already a solution in motion. So he knows that it's not that I need him to fix the problem. I just need someone to listen to me about the problem that just happened so I can make sure that I feel, like, I should feel better. I just need to feel better. And so he's just very good about that. And, like, I was telling, like, and he doesn't make his problems my problems. Like, he knows that I'm busy. He knows I have a lot going on. And so he doesn't make any of his problems my problems. He tells me about them after the fact. Just like I tell him about my problems after the fact. Like, that's the thing. Is like, I'm telling him about issues that I've had, and it's not that I'm asking for a solution or I'm asking for help. I'm really just asking for reassurance. I'm asking for some validation. That is purely it. I'm a words of affirmation girly. I just need to know that I made the right decision, that I'm not crazy. That I'm not crazy. From someone who has been called crazy way too many fucking times in her life, I just need to hear I'm not crazy. And so, like, this is what I'm saying, and, like, the love that you deserve. It can be so, like, if it's not small to you, then it's not small, you know? Like, I remember telling Jess whenever I was talking to her about all this, because her and I were at Soho House on Monday. It was Tuesday. Tuesday she came down to work with me, and I was at Soho House. I'd been there Monday night. I stayed over. And then Tuesday, I just worked there all day. And so, like, I was chatting with her, and I was just like, you know, I know it's small, but, and she goes, no, Josephine, if it matters to you, it wasn't small. If it matters to you, then it was important. It's not a small thing. So quit telling yourself that it's small, because it's not small. It makes you happy. It's important to you. Therefore, it is not a small thing. So flowers were not a small thing to me. They were a big thing to me. It made my heart skip a beat. I was so happy to have received something like that because the last time I received something like that, I had to tell him I wanted them. I did not tell this man I wanted flowers. I did not tell him anything besides my favorite flower. And he asked where the fuck a local florist was. And when I tell you something as small to most people of asking me, saying, you know, I don't want to buy from 1-800-Flowers. I want to buy from a local flower shop because I like to support local. Beat the fuck out of me. That one phrase will never leave my head because people don't understand how much I fuck with small businesses. I fuck with small businesses. I love small businesses. I think they are so important, and I think they're so necessary. And I'm not saying that coming from a girl that owns small businesses. Like, I'm saying that as in, that's important. Supporting people's dreams to where they can get to that big corporation level is such a big deal to me. It's not even funny. And so for him to say something, even a little sentence like that had me weak in the fucking knees, bro. And I mean, like, dead weak. Dead weak. I was prepared to have his babies right there. Like, that's the shit that gets me. And so although it was a small phrase to a lot of people, and it was just words, he then went and purchased from a local flower shop some of my favorite flowers. I love roses. I love roses. I don't tell people I love roses because roses are really fucking expensive. They're expensive on certain times. So I don't tell people I love roses. I tell them I love any flower, and they'll give me whatever flower. But, like, I love roses. And the last time I received roses, I had to tell him I wanted roses on my birthday. And that's unfortunate. I don't want to have to ask for the love I deserve. But whenever I tell you, one, I not only got roses, but I got a teddy bear, guys. I got a teddy there, a teddy bear. I was so excited to get a fucking teddy bear. The last time I got a stuffed animal, I swear to God I was in middle school. Swear to God. On God. I don't even know if it was middle school. It might have been elementary school. And they gave you the fucking little animals on Valentine's Day. Like, I don't even know. I think it was middle school. My middle school boyfriend got me some flowers and a bear, I believe. I think so. But neither here nor there. That was a long fucking time ago to get a stuffed animal. And, like, to most, that isn't a big deal. But for me, it felt so good. I was like, oh, he really sees me as just, like, the small, little, delicate flower. And as someone who, like, is not seen as, like, a small, delicate human, I'm very rarely seen as a small, delicate person. I'm seen as the, like, large and in charge, corporate badass, big body bins, yada, yada, blah, blah. All I want to be is 5'2", petite, and just, like, a delicate little flower. That's what if you're talking about my dream physique, that is her. Don't get me wrong, I love my body. I love who I am. I love how I live my life. I cannot lie there. But I will say that, like, if we're talking about me feeling most feminine, that's how I imagine it. Like, I very rarely am seen as, like, just this small little delicate flower that needs protecting. And he sees me like that, I believe. At least that's how I think he sees me. Like, he's shown that he just wants to protect me, and that means the world to me. The world to me. Someone who's has always been in charge of herself, it is so nice for someone to want to come in and take care of you. Absolutely fucking phenomenal. And so, I say all this because I, as mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, have not been good at accepting the love that I deserve. And it's been from my family, it's been from my friends, it's been from previous partners, it's been from all of these humans. I have not accepted the love I deserve. And I have made such a point to accept the love I deserve from people now. Like, my friends that I'm close with are people that are great humans and deserve to, like, they deserve the love that I give them, and I deserve the love they give me. Every ounce of it. It's the same way with, now, this guy I'm talking to. As I mentioned, I have not received a love like this. A consistency like this. A care like this. A kindness like this from another human. So to be receiving this is just absolutely fucking crazy to me. It makes me so happy inside. In my job, the people I surround myself in that regard, I do not allow negativity into my environment. I will definitely forward an email to my customer service rep if somebody hits me up in the wrong email trying to get a handle on why they didn't get their item in time. Not my problem. Don't come screaming at me. Don't you dare use the F word to my email. You're hilarious. Wrong bitch, wrong day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really doing my best to protect my peace, to protect my energy, to protect my brain, to protect my psyche. Like, if there is one thing I refuse to lose, it's my sanity. And so I'm not allowing those things in my life anymore. And I'm not good at receiving things. I'm not good at receiving compliments. I'm not good at receiving gifts. I'm not good at receiving love. I'm not good at receiving. I'm not good at it. I'm a giver. And so it's like, this man has not allowed me the opportunity to not receive. He has not allowed me the opportunity to not receive a compliment. Every time I'm on the phone with him, I hear that I am beautiful at least three times. At least three times. And typically a damn. And when I tell you that damn hits better than anything else, I mean, that shit with my whole heart and soul. Like, that shit hits. But neither here nor there. Like, this man tells me I'm beautiful every single phone call. At least three times. And it's just, I could be no makeup, my hair in a mess, whatever, it does not matter. That man thinks I'm absolutely gorgeous. And, like, he makes me laugh, he makes me smile, he's always there to ask me how my day is going, asking me if I've eaten, if I've drank any water, literally text me on Tuesday. It was Wednesday. Text me Wednesday. I was at Soho House, I was working, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to work from here today, and I'm going to lock in and get a whole bunch done. And I did. I got, like, half my to-do list done, which is, like, super impressive for me. I definitely only get, like, 5 things a day off my to-do list because of how frequently shit comes up while I'm working. But neither here nor there, I'm, like, going through this to-do list, and I'm getting all this stuff done. He texts me at, like, noon or whatever. He had made it to the airport for his flight, and he had texted me, and he said, it's lunchtime. I hope you're eating something. And the way my girl quivered, guys, she started throbbing. he started throbbing, because I was like, this man literally just sent me a reminder for lunch? Do what? And again, I'm not a big gift person. Like, gifts do not, like, they hit, obviously. I'm a lover of anything that shows that you care about me. And I'm very, like, I'm easy on any love language. Like, I love all of it. I love love. So I'm not going to say no to a gift. I'm not going to say I don't like a gift. I'm not going to say that it bothers me to receive a gift by any means. So, like, it's whatever, right? Where my number one love language, as we all know, is words of affirmation. But, like, receiving gifts is something I've never even said I like. I'm always like, no, I'd rather give gifts. And I love giving gifts. I love giving gifts. But I have also learned that, like, thoughtful gestures are so nice to me. I love quality time. I just love love. I love love. But neither here nor there, I have not had to pay for a single coffee in the past, like, 2 weeks. Like, and I get coffee once to twice a day. Like, the girl is addicted to coffee. And I have not had to purchase coffee in the past 1 to 2 weeks. And I'm not saying that in regards to, like, brag, my man got me. No, it's straight up, like, he knows that coffee is something that I have to have every day. I got to have my strawberry acai refresher. So whenever I'm down or I'm tired or whatever, he'll hit me up and I'll have Apple Cash. And he'll be like, go get your strawberry refresher, BB. Have a great day. And I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Like, oh, my God, I adore this human. And it's just, he makes a point to care about the things that I care about. Like, this podcast, I told him I had a podcast. I usually, like, I tell everybody I have a podcast, right? Like, word of mouth marketing is necessary. I tell everybody I have a podcast. When I tell you, my ex-boyfriend, I started this podcast while dating my ex-boyfriend. He knew that this was important to me. It was going to be, like, my diary. Like, I was going to make a big deal out of this. And my boss has been begging to listen to my podcast. And I've been telling her not to. Has she been? I have absolutely no fucking clue. I'm sure she respects my wishes, so she's probably not listening to it. But I did ask her not to listen to it because of how deeply I go into my sex life on here every now and then. And I love her. She doesn't need to hear all that. She doesn't. She just fucking doesn't. And so I asked her not to listen to the podcast. But I will say that I told him I had a podcast. He thought I had said that I was like, because I was like, I need to record a podcast. And he's like, oh, well, like, what one? Like, are you guests? Like, are you a guest on a podcast or what? I was like, no, it's my podcast. And he's like, you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he's like, well, what's the name of it? I want to support. Like, send it to me. I told him just now I recorded a podcast and I got a text saying, send it to me. I want to listen. I want to support you. Like, when I tell you I'm going to have this man's babies, I mean that with my whole fucking body. And we all know Josie does not want to shove a child out of her vagina, but I would have his babies in a heartbeat. Like, the way I'm about to throw my fucking pills out the fucking window. I meant that with my whole soul. Like, yeah, I want to have your babies. So, like, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that you deserve the love that you have always seen for yourself. If you've seen yourself getting these flowers, getting these words of affirmation, getting these opportunities, getting this support, getting this just care, this genuine care from other humans, you deserve that. You deserve that. There is no reason you shouldn't be getting that. If you're not getting that, it's a problem, and you need to ditch there. I'm saying that with the utmost love I have for you. Ditch them. Ditch them. Get rid of them. Just stop. There's no need for all that. There's no need for you to feel like you cannot be loved correctly. You're never too much. You're never overwhelming. Like, stop. Stop giving all these excuses of, I don't deserve this love because. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. I want you to know that what you're telling yourself is bullshit. You're telling yourself a world full of lies so you can feel better. You can feel better about the love you're receiving. And I want you to know that if you are receiving that kind of love and you're having to tell yourself these things, you aren't getting the love you deserve. You aren't. And that's okay. Get rid of them and somebody will love you the way you deserve. But in saying that, you also have to love yourself the way you deserve. It can be something as small as making sure you take yourself on vacation or taking, you know, make sure you get your lashes done, your hair done, whatever it makes you feel better about yourself as a human, you have to do. You have to love yourself just like you want someone else to love you. If not, it's unfair to ask somebody to love you like that. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I'm sorry, I didn't want to be the one to fucking tell you, but you have to love yourself just as much as you're expecting someone else to love you. If you don't, then that's an unfair request, and you need to get your priorities straight, bud. Because I can tell you, if there is one thing I will always do for myself, it is go buy myself flowers when I have an extra 40 bucks. If there is one thing I can guarantee you I'm going to do, I'm going to get my nails done whenever I want to get my nails done. I'm going to make sure my lashes are right. I'm going to make sure that I am taken care of. I'm going to make sure I always have my money for my coffee. When I tell you, like, he's not doing anything that I wouldn't do for myself, but I love that he knows the things I would do for myself, and he's doing them for me. Like, that's what I'm saying in the love that you deserve. Like, you deserve, the way you treat yourself is the love you deserve to receive. And if you want someone to treat you better, then you need to start treating yourself better. That's the kicker here. Damn, that was crazy. But neither here nor there. Like, that's the kicker here. The kicker is, if you don't love yourself, if you don't love yourself the way that you're expecting other people to love you, they're not going to love you like that. They're not going to, and you can't expect them to, because they don't know any better. Because if you are looking at yourself and you're like, well, fuck you, you don't deserve that, you don't deserve this shopping spree even though you've been working your ass off, you don't deserve to, you know, be treated like this because, like, yada, yada, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, if you come up with reasons to not love yourself, to not treat yourself fairly, if you're the person that's, like, you are standing in front of the mirror and you're like, I hate this, I hate that, I want to get surgery, I want to do this, I want to do that, how can you expect anybody to love those things about you if you don't love those things about yourself? I said that I don't love my height. I don't. I mean, truthfully, I don't care for it. I love it. I don't love it all the time. I love my legs. I love the slenderness of my physique. I love that aspect of it. I don't always love my height. And that's okay, because I understand that that is something that I have to work on for myself. But I love that other people love my height. They make a point to tell me they love my height. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't expect people to love you if you don't love yourself. So, while accepting the love you deserve, make sure you're also giving yourself the love that you deserve. On that note, I'm a hop off because I'm about to park and work on a few things. But I will chat with you later. I love you. Have a great rest of your day, week, whatever it may be. And please, 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 if you took nothing else from this podcast, I want you to know that that crazy love that you have in your head is the love that you really do deserve. But you have to treat yourself with that love, care, and respect to be able to receive it. But anyways, I will chat with y'all later. That is definitely a fire zone. Let's see what this is. Okay, I can park here. We're good. But you deserve the love that you're requesting. Just make sure you're also giving yourself that love, so that way the love you're requesting is not outlandish. Love you so, so much. Mwah.